It is time for us to check sports, and if it's time for us to check sports, we'll talk about the Yankees, because there's only one person really to talk about on the Yankees right now, and that is Aaron Judge and what he is doing this year is absolutely amazing. He's carrying the Yankees on his back, by the way, for the past any wins they get. Because of Aaron Judge. Pitching has been pretty good throughout the whole period, but the hitting stinks, except for the big guy.
Drill deep to left field. There it goes! See ya! A long home run into the second deck. Number 54. And the Yankees lead 4-2.
And mama, there goes that man again, Aaron Judge. Just a huge, huge swing. We talked about this guy waiting for his pitch, not missing mistakes, and a huge mistake from McGill right here.
So that 54th home run now ties A-Rod for the most home runs by a right-handed batter in Yankee history. Alex did it in 2007, and Judge has done it here with this swing.
I mean, just a beautiful swing. I mean, he couldn't ask for a pitch more center cut, more right down the middle with Aaron Judge. He knew out of the hand, not a pitch I'm going to miss, and jumped all over this breaking ball and gave the fans in left field something to play with. Beautiful picture. You see the dugout in the background. They just know how special this guy's been. And as I said earlier, get the ice ready, because this guy continues to carry this team on his back.
No doubt about it. He carries the team on his back unquestionably. Aaron Judge. He's had a home run, I think, in the last four games. Each game, or three out of the last four games. It's an amazing thing to watch. It really is. All right, let us go take a look at scores from yesterday. Of course, the Yankees won 4-2, 5-2 actually, but Judge gave them the go-ahead lead. The Mets against the Pirates were postponed yesterday. Blue Jays beat the Orioles 7-3. Rays over the Red Sox 4-3. Brewers over the Rockies 6-4, the Nationals over the Cardinals 6-0, and a doubleheader game 8-4, the Blues Jays over the Orioles, White Sox down the Mariners 3-2, Diamondbacks over the Pirates 5-0, Astros over the Rangers 1-0, Guardians over the Royals 6-5, the Angels beat the Tigers 10-8, the Giants over the Dodgers 7-4. The Rodgers. What is the matter with me? The Rodgers. Well, anyway. So that is baseball. And we have week one of the NFL coming up this week. And it all kicks off on Thursday. The Buffalo Bills will take on the Los Angeles Rams. On Sunday, the Giants against the Falcons. Eagles against the Lions, the 49ers against the Bears, the Jaguars against the Commanders, Steelers and Bengals wrap it, Patriots and Dolphins, the Colts and Texans, the Browns and the Panthers, the Jets and the Ravens, the Packers and the Vikings. That's it. You know, that's what it looks like. Did I mention the Giants? I don't think I did. The Giants against the Titans. The Chiefs over the Cardinals, the Rangers and Chargers, and the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. So we'll have to see what happens there. See who gets the home team this year. Not sure. But anyway, football is about to start, and that's what I'm waiting for. I'll watch baseball to see Aaron Judge. But thank you, Susan. Susan says that there's a tree down on Page Road at 126. The road is closed, but passable. Might be a bus route, so just be aware of that. Thank you, Susan.
Darren Reed has joined us this morning. Good morning, Darren. Of course, I wish I knew how to spell better. Oh, my thumbs are just too big for these phones. Darren, I'm sorry, I said good morning, Dane, but you know what I mean. You. All right. So anyway, so 126 at Page Road, it was a tree down. It's passable, but I guess just be careful around there. All right? All right, we've had rain now for off and on, and we're going to have rain off and on today and tonight into tomorrow. Later today and tonight should be some heavy downpours as well. So it looks like the stream behind my house should be up and running again. It's been dry for about 3 weeks now. Never since I've lived there, which is about 12 years, has been dry for this. It's never been dry. There's always been something going down there. But not this year. But we need the rain, and it couldn't come at a better time. Most of the Labor Day weekend events went off okay. And now we're into a work week, and it's raining. That's pretty good. All right, we've got Pat Pagano coming along. He, of course, will bring us the tri-state forecast. And that comes your way in just a moment.
Underwriting support for Pat Pagano's forecast from the Interlake Indian Resort and Conference Center, Interlake and Road in Lakeville, Connecticut, 1-800-222-2909 for info on reservations. You'll find them on Facebook and at interlakeandin.com. Programming and underwriting support provided by Three Guys Ski and Ride, located at 406 Sharon Gershon Turnpike, West Cornwall. Born in a basement with a passion for all things outdoors, Three Guys Ski and Ride, West Cornwall by the Covered Bridge, threeguysskiandride.com. Associated Lightning Rod Company, Route 22 in Millerton, protecting homeowners and businesses for over 50 years, 518-789-4603, ALRCI.com. GK Electric, now an authorized Kohler generator dealer. Contact Greg, 860-364-1461. Lighting the way since 2001. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Susan, once again, says, is it passable? Yeah, a tree can be down and it can be passable. The things that make it impassable, if it's completely across the road and doesn't leave any room to maneuver, and if the tree brings down power lines with it, well, then that's not passable, and that's not plausible. But yes, a tree can be down on the road, and it can be passable for most people, all right? Okay, Susan. Thanks for inquiring.